WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Actress Sylvia Miles is not afraid to take on film parts some actresses might shy away from. She won an Academy Award nomination for her role in the film Midnight Cowboy. She played an older woman who sleeps with a young hustler, played by John Voight. She played nude scenes in the Andy Warhol-Paul Morrissey underground film Heat. In the new film Crossing Delancey, Miles plays a Jewish matchmaker trying to fix up Sam, a pickle vendor from the Lower East Side, with Isabel, an Upper West Side woman involved in the literary scene. The matchmaker introduces the pair at the apartment of Isabel's grandmother, where both the grandmother and the matchmaker push Sam and Isabel to go out on a date.
Sam, what's the plan?
Well, I thought Saturday night, if you're free, I could take Isabel to dinner.
My cousin Mishka, the Romanian palace. He'll take good care of you.
Thank you, but I don't think so.
What's this?
It's been lovely meeting you, Sam, and I appreciate your kind invitation, but I don't think I want to go. Thank you very much.
Well, she spoke.
You look, you meet, you try, you see. Sometimes it fits, sometimes it don't.
I play a marriage broker, actually. The Yiddish expression, it's called a shotgun, which in Fiddler on the Roof, if you recall, was called the Yenta, right? So it's a character that one wouldn't think would be, you know, alive and contemporaneous right now. But for some strange reason, it is, because in the crazy world that we live in, the idea of a marriage broker is actually a very practical idea.
Well, you play a yenta in two senses of the word. One is that, you know, you're the marriage broker, but also you're the kind of neighborhood gossip who's
Absolutely.
Very loud, always talking.
Well, I think vivacious, let me put it
okay.
this way. More than
Oh, and I should add, always stuffing her face.
Absolutely.
Talking loudly while loading the food in.
Did you ever see so much food being consumed? I gained 11 pounds after that shoot.
You ate great in that movie, though. I loved your eating in it.
I've been keeping in very close contact with the prop girl who did the cooking. I think she should become a chef.
So tell me, what kind of research did you have to do to learn how to be a yenta and to learn how to eat like that?
Well, actually, you know, I'm a native-born New Yorker, and downtown has been my home all my life, Greenwich Village and Lower Manhattan. And it sort of gets into your bones. For somehow or other, it was all there, and it just all came out, you know. It's a character, by the way, that I think all over the country everybody will identify with, much like the character that I did in Wall Street, the real estate broker, is a very identifiable, recognizable character. And I don't mind playing those roles, and I don't feel in any way that it's caricature at all.
In the film Midnight Cowboy, you had a small role, but it was a real standout part that won you an Academy Award nomination. John Voight picks you up, and you don't know he's a hustler. You don't know he's going to want to charge you.
Straighten out the bed for me, will you, Tex?
Say, Chaos, I'm sure you have enjoyed being here. I believe it's as fine a time as I've ever had in my damn life.
Me too, lover.
Almost hate to bring up business.
Yeah, it's murder, isn't it? Listen, sweetie, why don't you run along and take the number, and we're going to get in touch with each other real soon, aren't we? Would you believe that? I forgot to get to the bank, and now it's too late. Listen, I have to take a taxi. I need a few bucks. I hate to ask you, but you're such a doll.
You know, Cass, that's a funny thing, you mentioning money. Because I was just about to ask you for some.
You were going to ask me for money? Who the hell do you think you're dealing with? In case you didn't happen to notice it, you big Texas longhorn bull. I'm one hell of a gorgeous chick.
Well, now, Cass,
you
take
heard
it.
I got 28 years old. You think you can come up here and pull this kind of crap up here? Well, you're out of your mind.
Now, come on,
I can just kill you with my bare hands. Will you get out of here? Will you get out of here?
It was a small part. Did you realize it was going to be such a good role for you?
Wait, you do get a feeling. As a matter of fact, not so much that you're going to get an award, but that all the vibes, I hate to use that word, sounds corny, but all the feelings that everybody has are meshing together. Everybody's working for ultimately one thing, the project that you're on. And you just have the sense that it's going to be good. Not so much that you're going to get awards and so forth, but that the end result is going to be a very positive one. Yes, I had that feeling.
You're in a new movie directed by Paul Morrissey. You first worked with him in the Morrissey-Warhol movie Heat, which
right.
was an homage to Sunset Boulevard. You played a faded Hollywood star who's not
in
doing
which,
game
by the
shows.
Way, which, by the way, Artie Shaw insists that I was doing Lana Turner, whom I had never, you know, I had never even met Lana Turner. I mean, I was flattered that he thought that. And the interesting thing about it was I did the film specifically with Morrissey because I had seen Trash, which I'd been quite impressed with. I had already been nominated for Midnight Cowboy Terry when I did that film. And everybody said, why would you do something? Why would you risk and so forth?
But when they were saying, how would you risk that? What were they meaning? How would you go out of the mainstream into
exactly.
such an underground movie?
Exactly.
And take your clothes off for a sex scene?
Yes, but only, I would never do that. I mean, I did that in Midnight Cowboy. I would never do that if it were not in the total concept or
totally in character.
Just like, for example, it would be out of character to play a drunk and not drink, you know?
Well, you're working with Paul Morrissey again. You just finished his new movie, Spike of Bensonhurst. It's a comedy about new and old organized crime in Brooklyn. And you play a corrupt Jewish congresswoman from Brooklyn who even uses her grandson's bar mitzvah as an occasion to make speeches. Any research for this character?
Well, at the time that I was shooting it, research wasn't even necessary because it just seemed like all the newspapers were just loaded with women politicians. This, of course, is a comical, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a cartoon, my part, but I would say it's a comical or clownish version of that, so that the humor will take the edge off of it being anybody in particular.
Constituents, friends of the bar mitzvah, as you know, as your congresswoman, I have fought long and hard against the infringement of our precious civil liberties by that recent attempt to require drug testing of our teachers, policemen, and firemen.
Give me a break.
This unspeakable and unwarranted intrusion upon the civil rights of our drug dealers. I mean our civil servants is the first step towards a complete and total fascist takeover of our free society. And what are they saying about me? That I protect the dope dealers? That I am mixed up with illicit substances? I ask you, are these the eyes of a substance abuser?
Since in your two new movies, Spike of Bensonhurst and Crossing Delancey, you play very Jewish characters, I should ask you if you're Jewish yourself.
I am, but that, by the way, those are the first two. I've always been playing Irish and Italian. I never get to play Jewish characters. As a matter of fact, I heard an interview with Lainey Kazan, and she was complaining that she's getting to play all these Jewish mothers, and I was thinking to myself, well, Lainey, I'll take a few of those, and you can you can have some of my other slapdash roles.
Most of your characters are eccentric in one way or another. Do you feel that you've spent most of your life outside of the mainstream?
No, I don't, because first of all, I was nominated Actress of the Year in Great Britain for Tennessee Williams' Biocare in 1978. I did Night of the Iguana at Circle in the Square with Richard Chamberlain and Dorothy McGuire. These are all traditional classical plays. I've done my... on the contrary, actually, I'm a very well-trained conservative member. When I say conservative, I've lived here in New York. I've maintained my residence in one city for my whole life. I consider that very traditional, not at all. I think I rather, if you're using eccentric in the way that they use it in England, I'll accept that because that's individual or unique rather than peculiar. You see,
I see exactly what you mean.
I don't think a person is peculiar. If they are a character, that means they are a full-blown person that you can identify. They have a point of view. They have a vision of their own. They see things, and they're consistent with it.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
Sylvia Miles plays the matchmaker in the new film Crossing Delancey, and she co-stars in the forthcoming Paul Morrissey film Spike of Bensonhurst. This is Fresh Air.